Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 23rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, Congenital Heart Disease in England, a national cohort study from fetal diagnosis to end of infancy. This comprehensive national cohort study evaluated outcomes for all detected structural congenital heart disease cases in England, from fetal diagnosis through the first year of life. By linking national registries, researchers established an incident cohort to better quantify disease burden, including cases without cardiac intervention, which are often underestimated. This methodology provides a more accurate understanding of congenital heart disease prevalence and outcomes from birth to infancy, informing public health strategies and resource allocation. Article number 2. Use of a generative pre-trained transformer to answer questions and facilitate a large randomized controlled trial. This study explored the utility of artificial intelligence in supporting clinical trials by developing a customized, generative pre-trained transformer. Researchers implemented this customized GPT within the SLEEP-SMART, Sleep for Stroke Management and Recovery trial, to provide real-time answers to procedure-related questions for clinical trial sites. The successful deployment of this AI tool demonstrates its potential to enhance efficiency and accelerate large-scale randomized controlled trials by rapidly addressing protocol and procedure queries. Article number 3. Effect of statins in patients with hemodialysis-dependent chronic kidney disease, a nationwide cohort study. This nationwide cohort study investigated the cardiovascular outcomes associated with statin use in patients initiating maintenance hemodialysis, stratified by their prior statin use. Utilizing a Korean health claims database, researchers employed multivariate Cox regression to assess these associations. The findings clarify the role of lipid-lowering therapy in hemodialysis-dependent chronic kidney disease, providing crucial evidence to inform guidelines that currently lack clear recommendations for this vulnerable patient population. Article number 4. Subclinical cardiac dysfunction in women with prior gestational diabetes, the Hispanic Community Study/Study of Latinos. This study examined the association between prior gestational diabetes and postpartum subclinical myocardial dysfunction in Hispanic women, a population with a high prevalence of gestational diabetes. Researchers leveraged the Hispanic Community Study/Study of Latinos cohort to assess early stages of myocardial dysfunction, a robust predictor of future heart failure, using imaging techniques. The findings underscore that gestational diabetes is associated with detectable subclinical cardiac abnormalities, highlighting the need for early cardiovascular risk stratification and preventative strategies in affected women. Article number 5. Metabolic syndrome and risk of Moyamoya vasculopathy and subsequent stroke in young adults. This study aimed to determine if metabolic syndrome is associated with the development of Moyamoya vasculopathy and subsequent stroke risk in young adults. Using a nationwide Korean database of nearly 7 million adults aged 20 to 40 years, researchers retrospectively analyzed health screening data to identify newly diagnosed cases of Moyamoya vasculopathy and strokes. The findings establish metabolic syndrome as a significant risk factor for Moyamoya vasculopathy and subsequent stroke in young adults, offering new insights into the etiology of this rare cerebrovascular disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.